sleep. If I still believe in God's features and the freedom I fought for is granted us, I hope it's not too late to save America. Welcome to We Are the News Now with Dan Hennen, brought to you by Eternal Affairs Media. Today's May 2nd, 2022, and tonight's broadcast will be about current events. In particular, the events that didn't make the news but should have this past week, and also items that did make the news that shouldn't have. Things that have may served as distractions, for instance, in the past news cycle. Keep in mind, this is a faith-based program. As always, we'll start out with a prayer. To our Father God Almighty, we humbly submit ourselves in this show to you in the name of Yeshua, your Son. I take the blood of Christ and apply it to this live stream, the recording, show, and every listener right now. I plead the blood of Jesus over our ministry, all families, and this great nation of America. May you, God, touch and be with every listener right now, where they are as they tune into this show. God bless each and every one of them. Thank you, and we pray in the name of your Son, Yeshua, Jesus Christ. Amen. Lots going on this week, and what I'll try to do is filter out the fake news so you don't have to. It's very hard time-taking, I guess, process to go through from what you read, hear, listen to, and see on the news and try to filter out what's real, what's not, what's true, what's distraction, and all of that jazz. Tonight's show is a 30-minute show summarizing all that so you don't have to. Basically, I'll do the work for you. Feel free to look up and research anything that comes up here during the show or leave a comment below if you have any questions. March 26th, Biden issues first three pardons. So President Biden's the president, allegedly, and he has not yet issued any pardons. This last week, he issued his first three at once. Now, I'm not sure about the other two, but one of those men was Abraham Bolden. Abraham Bolden was the first Secret Service, a black Secret Service agent, officer. And so he helped protect JFK. And he was on site or in service for the JFK assassination back in 1963. Problem is, he's a good guy. Things didn't make sense. He brought it up, was subsequently arrested in jails years later for other things, things that were made up to silence him. Well, I find it very interesting. Abraham Bolden has been pardoned. That's a good thing. So, not sure what it means, what it's all about. Not sure why Biden did it, but Abraham Bolden is certainly a friend of the JFK assassination group, the annual conference every year. And he is a good guy. Secret Service finally pardoned after many, many years. That is good. Now, I'm just suspecting that many in the public don't know who he is. Long talked about in the JFK with JFK research and the assassination back then. He was one that was first quick to recognize things did not make sense and there were many anomalies in that execution, and right he was. This week, new folks getting COVID: Kamala Harris, Maxine Waters, Jimmy Kimmel, and the president of Finland. So new big names still getting the COVID. Whether they're actually getting it or not, we don't know. They're saying they're being tested positive. So I think the plan here, the game plan, is to keep it in the news cycle, although there's other things that are leading the news. I think their plan here is to keep COVID in the news. Keep it relevant. For the rest of it, I think it's all been long forgotten about now by this point, but they want to keep it in the news. So I think that's why we're seeing these on a weekly basis, a handful of big names who seem to get it. And when they do, the first thing they say when they tweet is how thankful they were to get the vaccine and the booster. And so they're not dealing with much of a threat. It's just a low case of it, like a common cold. Well, we've been saying that now for 2 years, that it's basically the common cold, the flu, kind of all mixed together is all that it really is. Ben Carson had a good quote this week saying the state's media, the United States, our state's media is colluding with the executive branch about the masks. So remember when the airlines started just last week, we mentioned it on the show, that they're starting to be more relaxed. It's not required on airlines to wear a mask. You certainly can if you'd like. It's not required. It used to be required. Now they said it's not required. It's optional. Well, the blowback came back really hard this week. And Biden administration really wants to put the hammer down by saying, no, you have to make it required. Well, that's a little over the top. Ben Carson here is making a very good comment here. I think he's right on the money as well by saying, you know what, they're colluding. The media in this country is colluding with the executive branch, Biden, by forcing everyone to wear masks. That is right on the money, I believe. Now, if you're talking about food processing plants burning down, I wanted to make something, on that. It hasn't been making the news. When the fires happen, individually they'll make the news, but what we're seeing for the general public who watch the news is that these independent scenarios of food processing plants are catching fire. Well, in reality, these food processing plants are basically catching fire, burning down. And there's not one or two or five or six. I think we're at 10 or 11 now already. Now, these are food processing plants. The general public hears that and says, wow, that's such a travesty. It's a bad deal. And they quickly forget about it. Now, when you're getting that many of them burning down, when it relates to food, guess what's going to happen? And no, it's not some coincidence either. We're going to have a food shortage, and the existing food prices will be raised. So when the deep state does things like this, yes, I did not mince words there. When the deep state does things like this, these fires are intentionally set, obviously, and they're targeting a certain industry, the food, and they're all plants, manufacturing plants, factories. And so this is not something that's going to be just a random thing that happens when food processing plants catch fire and burn down on a weekly basis. This is now something to look at. They're not an individual event. These are tied together. Now, the latest one was Purdue Farms, an industrial fire in Chesapeake. Now, this came out on May 1st. Now, the reason I bring this up, remember, we still have that shipping container stuck in the Chesapeake River by the Chesapeake Bay. And that's something that no one seems to keep remembering, and the news doesn't seem to mention it, that they can't get that shipping container unstuck, kind of like the Suez Canal one last year. Now, shipping containers don't just get stuck like that. They have high-tech navigation to prevent such things. So that in itself is strange. Now we get the food processing plants. Now, once again, food processing plants burning down means higher prices on food or the reason to raise prices on food. Look at the cause and effect there. They may not have to raise prices on food, but they're going to and say that's the reason. The war in Ukraine and Russia is the reason for the gas prices going up. They're always coming back with the reason. They can't just do it. They need a reason to do it. Now the prices will go up and we're going to have this food shortage. Well, you got to look at the cause and effect relationship and how things work and how things happen, as it's usually in reverse. The deep state's looking for what they want done, food shortage, increased prices. Therefore, how do you get that? You have a series of random fires at these plants. So, very interesting. Now, Project Veritas had some interesting information this week. Right after Elon Musk bought the company and it was voted that he could take over, he has received the leaked audio of the all-hands Twitter meeting. There were audio was captured them. Secret audio was at this meeting. They were very concerned about Trump being reinstated. People were very nervous about Elon Musk taking over. People were very nervous on certain things, you know, conspiracy theories coming back on Twitter and reinstating all these accounts. That's a good one to listen to. It's called the All Hands Twitter Meeting. Everyone got all hands on deck. They had a company-wide meeting. People off-site were logged in on Zoom, and they had this meeting for employees only. Well, I'm not sure who leaked it, but they leaked it to Project Veritas once again, who seems to be one of the only true journalist groups still around in America. They said it was very interesting what happened. Later that day, that phrase, all hands Twitter, was trending. So that was making its rounds. Now, we since know that Trump is not interested in going back on Twitter, so all of that stress that they had was all for naught. All the stress about Elon taking over could also be for naught. That's going to take about 6 months for this transaction to take place. Elon Musk is not in Twitter running the show right now like people think he is. It could take 5-6 months before the transaction, the sale of the company is complete, and he actually has control and running it. Does that mean he's going to be in the offices making decisions and doing things? I don't even know if he'll ever be doing that. He's the owner. He's not the president. He's not the CEO. He's the owner. So the only thing he did come out and say is that he is looking at replacing the CEO, and that announcement could be coming soon. So interesting. Now, this week, the interesting news, an Oklahoma Republican candidate said we should try to, quote, try Dr. Fauci and place him in front of a firing squad. Now, that's a very interesting comment. Now, for those of us following the news and those who have been followed it for the last 2 years know that Fauci, what he's doing and what he's done is he's an asset or a puppet of the deep state. He's doing what they want. He's taking over saying you need masks. He's taking over saying we need the vaccine. He's taking over everything and saying we need the booster and multiple boosters. He's just doing what they want him to do to keep the fear going around. Fauci was exposed back in the 80s as his close connections to the AIDS pandemic and how that all got started and has been a deep state actor since way back then. This guy's been around. Anthony Fauci has been a bad guy for many years, and now he's only doing the same thing and worse. So the Oklahoma Republican candidate has a point. For the treason that Fauci has caused, what's the penalty for treason? It is death. So, firing squad, he's not that far off base. We had a whistleblower this week, age 45. This man was found dead by a school cleaner in a California school at Woodrow Wilson High School. His father used to work at Deutsche Bank, and this is the whistleblower, is the son. I think maybe even the stepson that started releasing documents about Deutsche Bank, the German bank, about the corruption. This was the stepson of the senior executive there at the company, found dead. Another story, death of an attorney, Alistair Ariel, age 45, Maricopa County, Arizona. She was an attorney in Maricopa County. I'm sure up to her eyeballs in the election fraud. Died, strangely enough, at age 45 of an unrelated health illness. A health illness. Now, I can't think of something else that a 45-year-old would die from, a healthy attorney, other than getting possibly the vax or a couple boosters. I'm guessing it had something to do with her heart, myocarditis, something like that. We've mentioned that a lot on the show. You get that you get the vaccine and these boosters, it's not going to treat your body well. We're going to start seeing these random deaths. Biden creates a new disinformation board, a Ministry of Information. And he's also announced all this week new funding for the Ukraine, including $33 billion. Yes, billion with a B. Someone had did some research about how much it costs to update our roads, highways, and infrastructure on an annual basis in this whole country. And it's far less than that. And we're giving $33 billion to the Ukraine. I'm thinking from an opinion myself, $33 million would be too much. But this was billion. So he comes up with this disinformation board for the ministry. Now, this is something read out of a George Orwell book. If you read the movie, the George Orwell book, 1984, the book Animal Farm, these things, the movie Brave New World, these all talk about the dystopian overtaking of the population by a totalitarian government. Things that we do here on the show and shows like this to help people wake up to see what's actually happening, which is really all those things in those books. It's coming to life. Very interesting how this is all playing out. Now we're going to have a ministry. Now the problem is, it's a ministry of truth. The Ministry of Truth is placed under the DHS. Now, someone had a comment on Twitter. Why wouldn't that be placed under the FCC if it's the Ministry of Truth? But why is it rolling up under the DHS? The only reason it's part of the DHS is that there must be a component of enforcement underneath this. If you add an enforcement component of the Ministry of Truth, that places under the Department of Homeland Security. Now, that's the thing that's scary about all this. Element of enforcement. They're going to be enforcing. So meaning they're not trying to make sure things are they're done right and the truth is spoken, but it means that they're going to enforce folks who do not tell the truth or their version of the truth. And you're going to be locked up, arrested, and put away. That means enforcement. So you're not going to be banned on YouTube, banned on Twitter, your account deactivated on Facebook. It sounds to me like there could be a potential element here of arrests for these types of things. Now we're getting right into that book, 1984. Now the gal running it, the woman running it, let's see, the new person running it, there's some videos done on her. In charge of it. She's going to be in charge of it. She did an interview at home in front of a white bookshelf with a bunch of books. If you notice very prominently, one of the books on the shelf during her interview is called Lolita, a 1955 novel written by Vladimir Nabokov. That novel, if you've never heard of it, I had to look it up myself. It's a novel about a middle-aged French literature professor obsessed with a 12-year-old American girl whom he molests after becoming her stepfather. That's the book in the background of this woman's shelf where she's giving the interview as she's been announced as the new Ministry of Truth. This is the trouble that we're getting into here. Danger. Now, Disney's head of corporate affairs fired this week after a company lost its special tax status in the state of Florida. Disney, another firm to watch, another company to watch. The corruption that goes way back with the company of Disney, including Walt Disney himself. Very, very corrupt. We're seeing now more issues with Disney. That corporate affairs head fired. Joe Biden came out with new information now with some of these new information on the laptop, Hunter Biden's laptop. It now comes off with a bunch of emails that have been released that show in a series of emails from Joe Biden that has a history of using the alias Peter Henderson in his emails back and forth to family and friends. Now, he doesn't use Joe Biden as it can easily be picked up or searched or gone after. So that use an alias like that kind of makes sense. I can agree with that. But Peter Henderson, very popular character in four Tom Clancy novels, including The Hunt for Red October, as a former KGB spy, double cross, double agent in some Tom Clancy novels. The name Peter Henderson is the name he's using. Some have thought maybe it wasn't picked as a random name, but maybe because of that, because he is a double agent, you know, a bad guy, you know, who knows. But if you look up the books, Hunt for Red October deals a lot, extremely close to the things we've been dealing with the last 4 years here. A lot of mentions of Hunt for Red October in what we've been dealing with going back to 2017 with QAnon. So that comes up now here once again. Peter Henderson was the name he was using. Also this week, an ex-union boss, police union boss for the city of Boston, just this week pleaded guilty to child rape and abuse charges. This took place on April 29th this week. So this is Boston. Actual child rape, not child porn, not possession of child porn, not abuse, child rape, and he pled guilty. So I don't think, I'm not sure if that has made the news or not, or how prominent that is. But that, to me, is pretty big news. Bill Barr had an interview today. The former attorney general responded that Trump should not be the candidate for the GOP in 2024. Now, you can take that one of two ways. Bill Barr, not a good guy. And of course, that's what he would say. Or Bill Barr is a good guy. And he's simply saying that he shouldn't be the candidate for 2024. Maybe the hidden comment there is that there is no need for a comment. GOP candidate for 2024 as President Trump is currently the president right now. You know, I don't know what he meant by that. Maybe there are some others, or maybe because of what he's been through in the past, he shouldn't be the candidate for GOP for 2024. Regardless, that's what he said. Now, we don't know if Bill Barr today is a good guy or not, a deep state or not. We know that his past was when back in the 1980s with Iran-Contra, the dealings in Little Rock, Arkansas, MENA, and the Nicaraguan Contras dealing with Olivia, a la Peter or Oliver North. Oliver North, he was his right-hand man named under the name of Robert Johnson back then. That was the same guy, Bill Barr, working with the CIA under the alias Robert Johnson. Now, if you read the book by Terry Reid, the book Compromise, that talks about his whole shenanigans that went on back then and how he was brought up on these false and fake charges year after year after blowing the whistle and exposing the truth. The first appearance after he was all done with all this, he saw on TV Bill Barr when he was the attorney general for the first time back in the early 90s. He said, that is the man I met with many times. His name back then was Robert Johnson. He worked with Oliver North, whose name was John Caffey at the time. John Caffey, down in those years, he was all CIA type of a guy. So, you know, whether Barr is good or not now, we don't know. He definitely was bad back then, involved with many drugs, money, gun running, and deaths back in the Iran-Contra scandal back in the late 80s, early 90s. Interesting news from yesterday. Pelosi and Adam Schiff met with Zelensky in the Ukraine to show support for the Ukraine. Now, this is very odd. You know, they're under a war. So all we keep hearing in the news is that they're in a war in Ukraine and they're under a constant, quote, constant shelling there in the city. Well, we see this Pelosi meeting with Mr. Zelensky. They're out in the open public. She's wearing a bright blue dress. There's no masks on. They're not protected. They're not in any sort of, they're out in the open in public. And so many have referenced that. Is there really a war going on there with this constant shelling? And they're and she's taking time to meet with the president, who's dealing with a imminent danger of a war. How would they even be flying in to the airport? with all this attack going on. So think of, you got to think of things outside the box, the bigger picture here. Why would Adam Schiff be with? Schiff and Pelosi are linked very heavily to Ukraine with the bad things that have been happening in the Ukraine that aren't in the news with all the corruption. And now those are the two that show up in the Ukraine to meet with the other deep state guy, Zelensky himself, who's an entertainer, an actor, a comedian. And you got to ask yourself the question, how is this guy the president of any country at all? Now, the last story I've got is the new building is completed, wrapped up in the UN, new UN building in West Africa, a big, big building in West Africa. It's for the UN. It's a big headquarters out there, and it's done. But the aerial view of it looks like a giant 666, kind of like the Google logo, the Google Chrome logo. It's got the sixes twisted, but up from above, it does look like a symbolism building. It's almost like that in the San Diego Marine Barracks there, with a building in the shape of an exact same image of a swastika in San Diego. These are not accidental buildings that are done, built that way. And so if you get a chance, look at that building. It's a UN building in West Africa that just got completed. It's a huge building with six different wings, and it does look like sixes in rotation. Now, Eternal Affairs has some exciting news. Every patriot knows who Mike Lindell is. He's been courageous in his fight to bring transparency to election fraud in the 2020 election. Our exciting news here is that we partnered with Mike Lindell's MyPillow. And if you use promo code ETERNAL at MyPillow.com, you'll receive up to 66% off. Support Mike Lindell as well as Eternal Affairs Media by using promo code ETERNAL today. That's ETERNAL. For those not on the internet, you can feel free to call 1-800-795-5993. We now have Truth Premium on our website. For only 99 cents per month, you'll see less ads, receive more exclusive and premium content, as well as have access to our Powered by Truth community forum. You can't beat 99 cents in support of the truth. Go to premium.eamedia.online and sign up today. Also, check out all of our articles and content at eternalaffairsmedia.com. There's many ways to support the truth. Thank you and God bless you to the following April donations last month, in the month of April. Reverend Dave, Andy, Dusty, and Lisa, our patrons, Alicia and Dan, and our current Truth Premium subscribers. A big shout out to Linda, David, Bruce, Dean, Sharla, and Diana. Once again, my name is Dan Hennen. Today is May 2nd, 2022. Be sure to share, like, share, and subscribe to shows like this on the content here at Eternal Affairs. A lot of good promotion, a lot of good shows here we've got here on this network. Thanks for listening. America.